Well, we opened the 2023 sessions series back in March. We opened the session and the year by entering the crystalline temple of light together as a collective. And the Council of 12 delivered an opening message to us on that day. The first two sessions were the group presentations. Group one presented in the first session about quantum entanglement and the quantum field. And group two presented in the second session about quantum singularity and fractals. And we all learned so much about these topics through the mastery of these presentations. And we can now see how vital these topics were in setting the foundation for this year and how they continue to be integral to our understanding of all that has been transmitted in each of these high frequency sessions that followed. So in session three, we had a community call to discuss those presentations. And that was followed by a message from the Council of 12. And in that message, the council began transmitting that we are not separate from the council, but each of us is entangled with the council. The council spoke of the 12 streams of consciousness and how they are all unified within us in fulfilling the prime directive of this collective. And that we, the human members, are each a massive individual stream of consciousness that is perfectly entwined and entangled within the quantum field of the Council of 12. This was very significant. In session four, we were introduced to the new seating configuration within our temple. And with this change, the council let us know that we are now working members of the council. So many things were set in place as we gathered. The council began by transmitting that we had entered the beginning levels of a fifth dimensional body and that the energetic template was now in place. They spoke of the seventh dimensional light prism affecting the plasmic molecular composition of the physical body and the function of the seed crystals, which in turn affects the brain. It was then transmitted about the various streams of consciousness and the many levels of prime directives that you concurrently participate in and are part of. And it's important that we bring the following portion of this session's transmission into the present moment. Neither the many streams of consciousness of the council nor the multiple states of the prime directives merge into one, but they become coherent in a unified state. So what began to occur in our fields when we received this original transmission was that these many streams of consciousness begin to weave together, but they maintain their singularity. And this was also the case with the multiple states of the prime directive. They're interwoven, they become entwined, but you maintain your singular prime directive as the soul spirit you are. And through that transmission, we now understand the significance of why the council requested the presentations on singularity and entanglement. Another transmission that happened in the session was that our cosmic temple of light is also an acoustical chamber for sound. So this chamber, if you remember, by quantum alchemical means, now separates and transforms sound frequencies from the words, which result in you receiving the fullness of the energetic frequencies. This was a massive energetic session, and we do encourage you to review it in full during your quiet time. Then we moved on to session five, and this was another huge energetic session. We began that session by bringing the energetics from session four into present time. We learned that the sound waves containing the frequencies and the codes in these transmissions are further enhanced by the ninth ray of creation emanating from source, and that these sound waves operate outside of time in the quantum field. We then received an energetically powerful activation and transmission of the third eye center, which created a major impact on the entire second triad. We then spoke about the changes that have occurred since the 2022 conference in our unified field and body. We also discussed the impact of opening the eighth dimensional time lock and our personal eight-dimensional luminous field of light. We are forever changed with the opening of that eighth-dimensional time lock. So that was followed by the 8-8 infinity template activation. And next we discuss the electromagnetic, epikinetic, and echo bodies. We close this session with the Ajna Center activation. Again, this is another session we encourage you to review in its fullness. In session six was a community call where we did discuss this previous sessions. And we talked about how we were experiencing the new temple, and then how we now experience the non-physical members of the council.